Man found confident to stand trial in fatal Metro train stabbing. Los Angeles. A man accused of fatally stabbing a woman on a Metro train in the Studio City area has been found mentally competent to stand trial. Elliot Tramell Nowden, who appeared Wednesday in a downtown Los Angeles courtroom, is scheduled to be arraigned October 17th on one count each of murder and first-degree robbery in connection with the attack that occurred around 5 a.m. April 22nd on the train between North Hollywood and Universal City. The murder charge includes a special circumstance allegation of murder during a robbery. Nowden could face a potential life prison sentence without the possibility of parole if he is convicted as charged, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. Police said the victim, 66-year-old Myrna Souza Araz, had boarded a downtown-bound Metro B line train at the nearby North Hollywood station and was stabbed in an apparently unprovoked attack. She managed to exit the train when it arrived at the Universal City station in the 3900 block of Lancashire Boulevard in Studio City, where she was found mortally wounded on the platform. She was taken to a hospital, where she later died. According to a GoFundMe page created by her nephew, Araz was a mother of three and grandmother of four. Family members said she worked as a night security guard at a Tommy's Hamburger restaurant in North Hills. Nowden was arrested about 30 minutes after the stabbing near Ventura Boulevard and Vineland Avenue, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. He remains jailed without bail. According to the GoFundMe page, Araz died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center after she was viciously attacked on the commute home after work on the Metro train at Universal City Station. According to Los Angeles Superior Court records, Nowden pleaded no contest in June 2019 to battering a passenger on a Metro train. He was ordered to spend 5 days in jail and 3 years on probation, during which he was barred from boarding or riding any Metro trains. In November 2019, he pleaded no contest to an assault with a deadly weapon charge and was sentenced to 4 years in prison, court records show. Nowden also has a previous petty theft conviction from 2003 that landed him on 2 years probation.